Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Tom Asecker's here, too. Tom's a long-time 14-plus-year member of our Brain Trust. He's in addition to being an outstanding writer, he's also a brand strategist. People, you may have heard him speak somewhere around the world. He does a lot of that. He's the author of so many books I can't see over the stack here. Opportunity Screams is one. I think that may be the new one. There's also A Brand New World, A Little Less Conversation, The Business of Belief, the whole Sandbox Wisdom series, which is still a classic series, and he's our good friend Tom Asecker. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you here. You know, I was telling the audience before you got here that I was glad you were coming because you were going to help us try to get our watches and our customers' watches sort of to get them synchronized, right, where we're all ticking in the same, so that it becomes a little bit of a harmony and not some kind of a syncopated noise. But it seems to me that's what we have a lot of these days, is syncopated noise where the ticking of my clock doesn't match with the customer's. And what do you think about that?
Well, the key word you use is, I'm going to try, because I don't really understand what the block is. There's a mental block. I was thinking about this. You probably heard that we lost the great mathematician John Nash and his wife.
Yes, I'm still upset about that.
Me too. You know, it's just ironic way to go.
And I was in a cab in New York this last week, 3 days. Off and on, and I pulled my seatbelt tight.
Yeah, but you know what? It made me think about the movie about his life called A Beautiful Mind with Russell Crowe.
And if you haven't seen that movie, folks, don't let the sun go down on you today without seeing it.
Yeah, that's my favorite. But I'll tell you, that one scene where Nash comes up with his insight in the game theory, which today is considered one of the most influential ideas of the 20th century.
Mm-hmm.
But Jim, remember the scene? The idea was so simple. It was right in front of his eyes, everyone else's eyes, but they couldn't see it. And it's the same thing in business today. It is so simple. In companies like Apple, who see it, they become the most valuable company in the world, and other people struggle because they don't see how simple this is. And the problem is that we think human beings, I read it again. I get these emails anytime somebody posts a comment on my TED Talk. Mm-hmm. I get an email. I got this email again, and it said something. The guy who wrote it, the comment said, this guy needs to go look up some definitions of words like computer. because I said the brain is not a computer.
Mm-hmm.
He said, oh, this guy needs to look into the definitions of the word computer. So I did. And see, here's the problem. We think human beings are rational creatures that make decisions based on evidence, based on information. It is not true. And the more people struggle with that, the more they're going to lose in the marketplace of ideas, of products, services, charities. I don't care what it is. They have to come to terms with how people operate. And we don't operate like a computer.
So your point is, and you've talked about this in various forms over the years, you've been very consistent about this. Your feeling is that people don't make decisions all the time based on logic. They don't make it based on an algorithm, a cerebral algorithm. They make it through because of emotion, because of feelings. There's another thing, and I agree with you, but there's another thing that I think maybe is a compounding factor, and I wanted to get you to tell me if you agree with, and if you do, we'll move it over and talk about it in a minute. And that is the idea of imposing what we think people think on them, on customers.
Exactly.
Which is another way of saying not getting out of our own way.
Now, well, exactly. It's difficult to take someone else's. You know the old metaphor. You if you're inside the bottle, you can't see your own label.
Right.
Right?
Say that again, folks. This is going to be on the test.
If you're inside of the bottle, you can't see your own label. And people don't buy things based on what's inside the bottle.
Right.
They buy it based on what's on the label, mm-hmm. what the bottle looks like, what shelf it's on, what store it's in, what price it's at. All of these different subjective mm-hmm. perceptions that people have of things is how they make their decisions. Now, once they make a decision, of course it's what's inside the bottle. Mm-hmm. But guess what? You're never going to get a chance to show them because you're not appealing to how they make decisions.
And see, what you're talking about is a form of what I talk about in my book, which when I talk about relevance. Because what you're saying is, long before they decide whether they like your pricing or the flavor of your ice cream, they're making a decision above that decision.
Well, listen, you're exactly right. You know, it's funny because I think people think that Steve Jobs was some kind of genius, right? That he had all this figured out and somehow intuitive mind did all this. And it's not true. If you look at his book that Walter Isaacson wrote mm-hmm. called Steve Jobs, he talked about this guy, Mike Markula, who was an investor. And he said that this guy is the one who taught Jobs to what he called impute, to understand that people judge a book by its cover. And then to make sure that everything Apple did, everything, packaging, everything, signaled that there was a beautiful gem inside.
Mm-hmm.
So what he was doing was showing Jobs the hidden logic that drives people's decisions. He was teaching him of how people form beliefs that they don't compute. They impute. They're not computers.
Mm-hmm.
They're creatures that sense things in their environment. That's the other thing that people don't realize. How stressed out people are. How quickly they're moving through the world. They're just trying to get things done. They're not out there researching everything
to make something. And when you miss these cues that Tom's talking about, and when you fail to read, you get on the inside of your bottle, you can't read your own label. You can't get out of your own way. You compound the problem, and then consequently, your watches aren't ticking in the same way as your customers, and you lose sales. We'll talk more about this. Tom will have solutions for you after these.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.